His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. They shall be burnt with hunger, and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them, with the poison of serpents of the dust. And the priest's custom with the people was, that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came, while the flesh was in seething, with a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand. The roaring of the lion, and the voice of the fierce lion, and the teeth of the young lions are broken. Wherefore do I take my flesh and my teeth, and put my life in mine hand? He teareth me in his wrath, who hateth me. He gnasheth upon me with his teeth. Mine enemy sharpeneth his eyes upon me. My bone cleaveth to my skin and to my flesh, and I am escaped with the skin of my teeth. And I break the jaws of the wicked, and plucked the spoil out of his teeth. Who can open the doors of his face? His teeth are terrible round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. With hypocritical mockers and feasts, they gnashed upon me with their teeth. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Blessed be the Lord, who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. As vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords, and their jaw teeth as knives, to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among men. Thy teeth are like a flock of sheep that are even shorn, which came up from the washing, whereof every one bare twins, and none is barren among them. Thy teeth are as a flock of sheep which go up from the washing, whereof every one beareth twins, and there is not one barren among them. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains, and beat them small, and shalt make the hills as chaff. In those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. But every one shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. All thine enemies have opened their mouth against thee. They hiss and gnash the teeth. They say, we have swallowed her up. Certainly this is the day that we looked for. We have found, we have seen it. He hath also broken my teeth with gravel stones. He hath covered me with ashes. What mean ye that ye use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge? And behold, another beast, a second, like to a bear. And it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, arise, devour much flesh. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, and his nails of brass, which devoured, brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. For a nation is come up upon my land, strong and without number, whose teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he hath the cheek teeth of a great lion. And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and want of bread in all your places. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry, peace. And he that putteth not into their mouths, they even prepare war against him. And I will take away his blood out of his mouth, and his abominations from between his teeth. But he that remaineth, even he, shall be for our God, and he shall be as a governor in Judah, and Ekron as a Jebusite. Be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. The furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The thieves also which were crucified with him cast the same in his teeth. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him. And he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, then pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions.